Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
So people were asked, what is the ordinary thing you do but you find weirdly embarrassing? And a lot of these, I thought, well, you might feel some pressure to do it right. Maybe. A lot of them are just things. I don't know why you'd feel embarrassed. It's what you do in that situation.
Can I throw one out there? Because I saw it on the internet yesterday and I was like, ooh, I've been there.
Okay.
When you're at a restaurant and you're looking at the menu and you go to flip it over and it's blank and you flip it back over and you just go, well. Like,
or you, yeah,
it's slightly embarrassing.
It's blank or it's okay. That page that says how we started. You're like, I don't care.
Right. But okay. It's just a one sided menu, but you flip it over thinking that there's two sides. Like, let's
there's
see what
else
they've
more.
Got. And then it's blank and you just go, well. You flip it back over.
Okay, that just made me think of one. Okay. If we're talking something like simple like that, mm-hmm. it happens to me, I bet, 3 times a morning. I go to leave the studio to go and go to the bathroom or mm-hmm. get another cup of coffee or fill up my water cup. And I always forget something. Mm-hmm. So I get 2 steps. I'm basically behind free beer. And then I have to turn around and come back and pick up whatever it is that I forgot. And I assume everybody in the room. And everybody watching on the webcam is like, that idiot did it again.
I've never noticed.
I've never.
But I suspect I will now.
Yep.
Woo, Butterfingers.
Oh, did you forget your phone again? Oh, can't go without that for 1 minute.
Well, I probably won't point it out because I'm pretty sure I do the same thing.
Whenever I'm walking out of somewhere and any of my clothing or my bag gets caught on the door handle.
Ugh.
I'm like, oh, my God, everybody in the world that is.
You everybody become America's stupidest person.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I look like an idiot. Damn it.
Now, I think these things are, I mean, those are out of the ordinary things that do happen, but they don't happen very often. Number one, trying to park in a tight parking space. It's not embarrassing. It can be frustrating. Like, if you can't do it and you have to just give up and go look, that might be a little embarrassing.
If you don't do it right the first time and have to start. Mm-hmm. Fixing it.
Uh-huh.
I have to do it more often with my pickup because it's big. Mm-hmm. And then sometimes you misjudge. And like every now and then it'll be a tight spot and I'm parallel parking and mm-hmm. it's perfect. And you go, oh, yeah. If anybody just saw that, they think I'm the best driver in the world. But then there's those other times where it's actually a bigger spot, but you misjudge it and you hit mm-hmm. the curb
yeah.
and you have to pull forward and you look like you've never driven a car before. I do hate that. That is embarrassing.
when you're parked in a tight spot, to me, getting in there fine. When it's getting out, where you look like that feels
out
embarrassing.
Of the car or pulling out of the spot.
Out of the car because you're in a tight spot. So now you're doing that like I got to wiggle out like a worm, and that just looks stupid. Like mm-hmm. you just look so stupid, and you're holding on to the door like, all right, I don't want to ding anything.
Yeah,
so stupid.
We had one during football season last year on a day I drove. And we wanted to be on the low end of the parking ramp, but that was pretty full. But if you're on the top, you got to wait for everybody to get out. You're trying to get out. You know, number one priority, leave the stadium as fast as possible.
Of course.
So we found a spot. It was in no way big enough. So we pull in and the three of us start to do what Kelly's talking about. And then one person said, you guys can get out, but you got to back the car out so I can get out because I'm not going to fit. So then I had to squeeze back into the car, back out so they could get out, and then pull back in. And I was a little embarrassed trying to squeeze back out, but they were a lot embarrassed because they couldn't squeeze out. Did we remind them of that every week the rest of the season? Yes, we did.
Yes, of course you must.
A joy. Number two, stretching on your own before a workout class or like pick up basketball or whatever. Does that make you embarrassed?
That's kind of part of why I don't really go to the gym. I have a membership. I have the desire to go to the gym, but I don't want to stretch by myself, so I don't go. But I know that if I don't stretch, then I can't like do an actual workout outside of the treadmill. But yeah, that's part of why I don't go is because I don't want to stretch. by myself. It feels embarrassing. It feels silly. Weird. It feels like everybody is looking at you, even if you go to the judgment-free gym, and everybody's looking at you being like, look at that bitch. She don't know how to stretch.
Yeah, because you just...
She's doing it wrong.
You inevitably just do the stretch where you stand there and you grab your one foot and pull it up behind you and grab the other foot, pull it up, and then you're like, okay, I'm ready to go. Like, that did anything.
You sit on the floor and you reach for your legs a few times. Or your toes.
Like, you're just reaching for your legs. I almost got to the knee today. Ooh. Stalling a manual car or a motorcycle.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. That's bad.
Yes. Yep.
Everyone's watching.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm. Yep. Still do it.
When you take a drink of your water bottle, but you forget to flip the straw open.
Yep.
Have you done that?
Yeah. Exactly. You know, just like the little sliding lock thing or whatever. And
I'm not trying to act like I'm better than you. I don't know if I've ever done that.
You got to drink it, and then you have to do that thing where you're like, is anyone watching?
Do you open it with your nose then? Melissa in Tennessee, mistaking my car for someone else who drives the same thing.
Oh, yeah. Or when you go to, when you're walking out with a friend from a restaurant or you're shopping or something, and you go to head towards a car, you're beelining for another car, and they go, nope, it's this way. Oh, why'd you call me out like that? I'm going to think about it the rest of my life.
Right.
Yeah.
From the 908, I'm a fairly big guy, 5'7", 260. So when the automatic doors don't open when I'm walking up and I have to stop and wait for them, I think to myself, how did you miss me? That's funny.
I don't know why, but shoelaces coming untied as an adult and somebody pointing it out, like, hey, your shoelace is undone. Oh, my God. What am I, 5?
Does your brain say, I'm a failure as a human?
Yeah, what am I? How did I not notice that?
Or asking the group you're with to stop so you can tie your shoe.
Yes.
Oh, keep going. I'll catch up. I will run.
Going back to the sliding doors, walking up to the doors too fast and having to, like, emergency brake.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
I do that all the time. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm beelining and it doesn't open. And I go, ugh.
The Walgreens that I go to all the time has the timing on their doors is like half a second too late. Uh-huh. And I nearly walk into it face first every time.
They have to be done on purpose, right? Just to get somebody to do it.
I did one like a week ago that everybody does. That always feels so embarrassing. And I almost texted Kelly to be like, I'm going to think about that the rest of the day. And it was, I forget what I was doing after work, but Kelly was like, hey, enjoy whatever you're doing. And I went, you too, as we were walking away from each other. And then I was like, oh, you did it.
I've told so many people at check-in on air and on flying days to have a great flight as well in my life. And they all just, I will. Same thing at TSA. Have a good flight. You too. On your flight home from your job locally. This person says, I'm embarrassed simply going through TSA.
It's somewhat degrading, depending on the airport.
They're going to know I have underwear.
Depending on the
I see what you say. And there's a pressure, like, don't make a mistake.
Yeah.
You'll get in trouble as an adult. I think that's it. Yeah. Doing yard work in your front yard, knowing people can see you. Really?
Dude, anytime my neighbor tells me, like, hey, I saw you doing yard work yesterday, I just want to put my head in my hands. Like, please don't tell me that.
Really?
I don't want to know how I probably looked so frazzled. And I don't really know what I'm doing. My yard looks great, but how it got there is it's embarrassing. It's like stretching in front of people and working out in front of people. It's inherently embarrassing because even if I'm super bendy or my yard looks good, I look stupid. Like, I know I look stupid.
Yeah. But I'm guessing you don't judge other people doing yard work. You don't even pay attention.
Oh, I definitely do.
Oh.
Hell okay. Yeah.
Yeah, that's why she's embarrassed about it.
Okay.
There are some people. There's one lady in my neighborhood. She's got an incredible garden. So when she's out there and I'm sitting on my porch, I'm like, damn, Jeannie's garden is amazing. And her neighbor, his garden is amazing. And then there's other houses, and they're just like me, where we don't have a whole bunch of, like, really beautiful seasonal floral things that we've got to rotate and do this and do that. So we're just out there struggling with a lawnmower. And I'm like, that's my kind of yard right there. That's my kind of neighbor. But I like watching the ones who know what they're doing. I'll just sit right out there and be like, damn, I'll pay you to come do my yard. Yeah, super judging little neighbor over here.
Yeah, I had to get over that embarrassment because I think of all my neighbors, like, I'm always the one doing something weird when they look out the window. I'm like trying to pull vines out or something, or tying my truck to a tree to yank it out or some idiotic thing that I'm probably going to kill myself doing.
Steve, this one's for you. Opening presents in front of people.
No, don't like that.
I think that's most people.
Yeah,
I think so. Well, especially if it's a bigger group. Like if it's just one-on-one, like if my friend Bill gives me something, I always know like I'm going to probably enjoy it because he'll put some thought into it and we don't gift exchange anymore regularly. It's if I find something that I go, that screams you, I'll get it.
Mm-hmm.
But if I don't, you're not getting a Christmas gift. Like that's right. How it is. Mm-hmm. But if it's a bigger group of people and you're like, okay, now I'm opening Greg's present. Now I'm opening Steve's. That I hate. Ooh, I hate being on in the spotlight.
It's
for
one
a
thing.
While.
It's one thing if it's a gift exchange type thing where everybody's opening something,
but like birthday.
Like before Evelyn was born, the staff here at the radio station threw us a baby shower. So we had to Annette came in and we had to open up gifts in front of all of the employees here,
which is incredibly sweet.
Which is amazing. Yeah, it's so nice. Mm-hmm. But that was one of the most uncomfortable days of my life.
As I was thinking about baby showers, bridal showers, my sister is already, her bridal shower's in August. And the only thing that she is so nervous about is she's like, I don't want to open gifts in front of people, but is that rude if I just don't do it?
And no, I'm like, love it when people do that.
I'm like, it's kind of rude, but I think people will love it for you, like love you for it.
Yeah.
I think if they really want you to, if they want to see you open their gift, just do it when they hand it to you.
I think
just rip it open.
Yeah.
Because I was just reading old traditions from weddings that have gone away. It used to be tradition for the bride and groom, like in the 50s and 60s and earlier, to open the presents at the reception.
Oh,
imagine how awkward that would be?
Ugh. Well, and boring.
Yes.
Like after a while.
Also with the birthday stuff, because opening presents in front of people, yes, that feels embarrassing. But people singing happy birthday to you and you just sitting there. I hate it. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I love that y'all want to sing happy birthday to me. But one, don't you dare record it because I'm just sitting here. And two, like shorten it up. Like just a couple lines. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. And then
So you don't want us on your next birthday to do are you one? Are you two? Are you three? All the way to 30.
I will take my headphones off and I will take the rest of the day off.
We'll follow you. Like a band of minstrels.
Like a mariachi band.
Yes. This one is for me. From Tennessee, this texter, when you don't quite know where to put your card to tap because all the machines are just a little bit different.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
And then you're worried everyone around you thinks you have dementia at 40 because you don't know how to use basic technology.
I say the same thing to every cashier. I say, they're all different.
I know. Oh, God. That's another dad thing.
I know.
Yeah. I always go, this card doesn't work with these taps sometimes.
Yeah.
Because I don't know where to tap it.
Just take out the old timey one where you put the card down with a carbon copy.
Yes.
Yeah. I do hate having to say, where do I tap it?
Text from Wisconsin. I get embarrassed untangling an extension cord, even if I'm the only one home.
Yeah, it shouldn't be that hard.
You just got to know how to wind them. It's key.
I'm sure that's very helpful to them. Thank you.
Yeah.
You just got to know how to do it.
Yeah,
bye.
You just got to do it better.
Yeah, well, if you wind them up the right way, they're never tangled.
Yes, we understand. Mm-hmm. Even the first time.
Yeah.
How about walking to the bathroom in a crowded restaurant? That's not embarrassing.
If the fit is on point, I'll walk to the bathroom 17 times more people could see it.
Look at me go, huh?
Yeah.
Somebody said having to ask someone to get up to use the bathroom on a plane, because then you have to say to a stranger, I got to go potty.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, especially if they're sleeping.
Oh.
But you have to pee.
Man, you will wait till the last possible second, right?
Oh, yeah.
I couldn't tell you the last time I went to the bathroom on a plane.
No.
Just for that reason.
I try to time it out.
The only time I will is liquid. If I'm sitting by any of you. Otherwise, I won't.
Going to the bathroom in a restaurant, going back to that one, the general act of going to the bathroom is not a big deal. What's embarrassing is when it's one of those places where they only have like two individual stall bathrooms and then you walk up and it's locked and you have to stand there and everyone can see you waiting to go to the bathroom.
Oh yeah.
And you just have to wait in line.
And then if you have to do the kind of bathroom that takes a while and you have to come out and there's a longer line of people and they all know. And the next person's like, oh great. I have to wear your used food home today.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That's when it's embarrassing.
This is a universal one, I think. when you say goodbye to someone and then you see them at the stoplight or you end up walking in the same direction.
Mm-hmm.
We'll do it in here. Like, all right, guys, see you tomorrow. And then someone will go, I'm leaving too. And you're like, oh, well, I'm not talking to you all the way to the parking lot because I just said goodbye.
Awkward second goodbye.
Yeah, I'm not doing that.
Awkward elevator goodbye.
Someone texted in and said anything to do with elevators at all makes them embarrassed.
It can riding be a in, little uncomfortable calling for, sometimes.
I think chasing anything that either rolls or blows
something
away.
Something blowing in the wind?
Oh my gosh. It gives me PTSD from chasing ping pong balls in college where it like ricochets off the cup wrong and you're trying to get it, but then it bounces off of somebody's foot or something. That happened. I was chasing like a plastic bag that was blown away from me through a parking lot one time and I was like, I hate every second of this.
You can't in my mind. Cool. In my mind, you look like a cat chasing a laser pointer.
And you would be correct.
Okay, good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.